brothers and sisters. Now is the time of confusion. Whether spring or summer already arrived in Irvine.
到底是我们现在是春天呢，还是夏天呢？
Last week we experienced a 90 degree plus.
前几天我们好像是90度以上的温度啊。
Now this week we may come down to probably around 80.
然后这个礼拜大概就是要80度左右，降到80度左右。
This is a very unique moment for Irvine or Southern California because it's uncomfortable.
我们现这一阵子是这个南城县好像一个很不舒服的一个时候。
Because of a Saint Anna, Anna wind.
就是那个 Santa Ana 的这个风，这个热风吹来。
Because the wind, they said, it blew from Arizona to California.
因为这个热风是从亚利桑那州吹过来的。
So it's so hot.
所以这么的热。
And now we will start to receive the breeze from the ocean now.
然后现在呢，我们又开始从这个海洋里面吹来一些 冷、比较凉快的风。
And it's only happened very short period in Southern California.
在南加州这个这种状况是非常短的。
But over Arizona, it just reversed.
但在亚利桑那州刚好相反。
We experience the hot wind all the time.
我们是经常性的都是这个热风。
In a very short period, we may receive a very cool breeze.
要只有一个很短的时间，我们能够享受一点清风凉风。
So who really enjoy the weather more?
所以说各位哪些人就是比较能够享受这个气候呢？
When you experience that nice weather every day, you may not really appreciate.
当你每天都是那么的90度以上的热的时候，你大概是真的是无法想象。
But because we experience hot weather all the time, just one day breeze, we'll say, oh, so beautiful.
所以因为我们经常性都是热风，这些热的气候，但是有那么一两天凉风，我们就觉得非常的感谢，我们觉得哇，太舒服了，感谢。
The same token, you can reach Bible every day. It's on your shelf. Sometimes many, many Bibles on your shelf.
但是我们可以经常性的享受这种清凉的，就是我们的圣经。 各位，你们的书桌上或者是这个墙壁上，一定是都有很多更多不同版本的圣经。
There are still some places in this world that people cannot even find a Bible.
那各位能想象吗？还有这个世界某些地方还是没有圣经的。
If they dare to try, they risk their lives.
如果他们想要拿到圣经的话，很可能就有生命的危险。
Once they hold the Bible, they say, "Oh, so precious."
但是当他们能够有这个机会拿到一本圣经，他们就觉得这是多么的宝贵。So
may we really appreciate the freedom that we enjoy here, that we can read Bible publicly, openly, and freely.
所以我们的确要非常的感谢，就是我们有这个自由，能够随时随地就可以去读圣经。Last
week we have talked about right after baptism. What will happen?
上个礼拜我们谈到说，受浸以后应该会发生什么这样的事情。
Also, the people who were baptized in the long run, then there is some way that you can verify by yourself that you can be sure you were saved by the grace in Jesus.
或者您是已经信主很久的，也可以有方法让你能够知道、了解你到底是不是真正的得救。
Because our faith started from the gospel. And this is just like a seed. And this seed is forever living, enduring, and imperishable. And if you do receive the seed, then there is something will happen from outside of you.
如果你里面拿到这个，得到这个种子的话，你外面就会有一些，有些显现出来的。
You will start to love brothers and sisters in Christ.
你就会爱你主内的弟兄姐妹。
Because you share the same life.
因为你们所分享的是一个共同的生命。
And last week we even talked about how to really love brothers and sisters.
我们甚至也提到我们怎么样能够真正的能表现出我们爱我们的弟兄、我们的姐妹呢？
Because our life is starting from the seed, the gospel, God's word.
因为我们的生命的源头是神的神的福音，是神的话语。
So how we love each other is we take God's word to serve each other, using God's word to serve each other.
所以当我们真的是爱一个弟兄、爱一个姐妹的时候，我们会用神的话语来爱他们。
And the other way you can really sure that you are saved is you crave for spiritual milk.
另外一个像真相就是说你会渴慕那个灵奶。
Just like newborn baby.
就像一个新生的婴儿一样。
Okay, we have talked about this last week.
这就是我们上个礼拜讲的。
Before we start today, right after baptism too, I would like to share a little bit about the Bible.
在我跟各位分享受浸之后的下半部的时候，我要跟大家稍微分享一下圣经。
The Bible was written under Holy Spirit guidance.
圣经是在神的圣灵的默示之下所写成的。
Through God's inspiration.
是神所默示的。
So God inspired the writer to write exactly what God wanted to say.
所以神的灵就带领这些作者把神所要想的东西通通忠实的写下来。
So God looked for some people to talk about certain things that reflect God's inner part.
所以神会特别拣选说某些人，让通过他们能够把神里面所要讲的东西能够讲出来。
Maybe at this incident, God will reveal His anger and wrath.
如果在某些情况之下，神会表达出他的愤怒。
So he will pick up a short-tempered person to write this part.
所以他会找一个比较
脾气暴躁、
比较火爆一点的人来写这个。
Then you can sense the tone from God that oh God is so angry.
所以有他写出来的东西，你就可以感受到神的那种愤怒。
And God wants to reveal His love, then He will pick up a very tender, sweet personality person to write that part.
如果神要显示彰显他的爱，他会去找一个脾气比较好，然后比较温和的人去写，表达出他的爱。
So now we're going to read a couple of verses, and I wish all of you try to sense what God's really in His mind, how He feel. That's why He pick up these people to write this part of scriptures.
所以我们等一下分享几个经节，我希望大家在念的时候能够想神为什么选这样的一个人，然后他要所表达的是什么。
And this is in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们现在哥林多前书一章，这个哥林多前书。
Verse 1, Brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infants in Christ.
我们请大家一起念好吧，英文或者中文都一起哈。
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体的，在基督里为婴孩的。Verse 2, let's go with English. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. 我是用奶喂你们。没有用饭喂你们，那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。Book of Hebrew, chapter 5, verse 12, let's go. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truth of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. 看你们学习的功夫本该做师父，谁知得人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们， 并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。 Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. 吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。 Verse 14. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. 唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练得通达，就能分辨好歹了。Hebrew chapter 6 verse 1. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity. 所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。 Could you sense how God inspired the writer? Could you sense?
你们能感受到神是如何的来默示引导这位作者呢？
Actually, one writer is very sure is Paul.
我们知道哥林多前书的作者是保罗。
And Hebrew people not sure who is the writer, but some even say could be Paul too.
那希伯来书大家就不太能够确定，去有人说也有可能是也是保罗。
But if you put these portions together, you will find pretty much the same people to write down all these verses.
但是你把这两段经文排在一起念的时候，可以看出好像就是同样一个人写的一样。
Paul said, "You should be." You were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready.
保罗就说你还没有不能吃干粮，因为你还没有预备好。
In the past, you were not ready. Even now, you are still not ready.
就说你在过去是不能够吃干粮的，你现在还是不能吃干粮。
This pretty easily to related to parents.
我们做父母的都很明白这个道理啊。
If you have a child and grown up, and he doesn't want to have solid food but just want milk.
如果你看到一个小孩子从婴儿长到小孩的时候，他还是不想吃饭，还是想着吃奶。
If that kid go to teenager and still only want milk but not solid food, what do you think about the parent?
这个孩子到上了初中的时候，居然还是只吃奶不吃饭的话，你想这个父母会作何感想呢？
Must be very anxious.
一定是非常的担心哦。
And this is the tone from these verses.
我们知道写这个经文的人，他的心态，他的语气就是如此。
Actually, God is kind of somewhat impatient and nervous.Why until now you still only have milk and doesn't want to have solid food?
你可以看得出来，这里神几乎就是有些不耐烦，甚至有些这个焦虑。
Actually, for God's plan is right after you have solid food, there is a wide open opportunity for you to grow and to enjoy.
照神的原本的计划，就是你一旦你能够吃这个干粮的时候，这个一个新的大门就大大的打开，里面有许多丰富的东西要你去享受的。
So now we will try to find out what the difference of having milk or having solid food.
所以我们来对比一下，什么叫做只吃奶，什么叫做只吃干粮。
First, if have milk.That means you are still worldly. But solid food is spiritual.
第一个就是你如果只是吃奶的话，表示你还是属肉体的。那如果你能够吃干粮，表示你就是属灵的。
Worldly means you are deeply affected by or influenced by this world.
什么叫做属世呢？就是你被这个世间的一些东西受了世间很深的影响。
You still follow this world value and system.
你还是随从这个世界的一些观念，一些价值观。
This world has a lot of control over you.
然后他们对你有很大的控制力。
And you pretty much follow this world.
然后你就是大部分的时间就是在追随这个世界。
And spiritual means you follow Holy Spirit.
属灵就是你跟随这个圣灵的引导。
And Holy Spirit guides you most of the time.
然后大部分时间你是由圣灵所引导的。
Of course, to follow the Holy Spirit means because Holy Spirit will follow exactly what the Bible said.
当然顺从圣灵就等于顺从圣经所说的。
And secondly is, if having milk means that person is still infant.
你如果还是吃奶的话，表示你这个人还是一个婴儿。
But having solid food means you are mature or you became adult.
然后你能够吃干粮，表示你已经是成人了，你是成熟的。
And what the difference between infant and adult?
那我们知道婴孩跟成人有什么分别呢？
Infant is everything matter is I, my, me.
那我们知道小孩子小婴儿对他来说他的所有世界就是我我的。
My desire, my happiness, my way.
我要的我的快乐我的方法。
Everything is about me, me.
一切都是回归于我我我。
In infant, the simple word for that is self-center.
那总归而言之就是自我中心。
But for an adult or mature is God became the center.
那成人成熟就是以神为中心。
Everything is for God's pleasure.
一切的事情都是为了神的喜乐。
And thirdly is also of infant and teacher between them.
然后我们再比较婴孩跟师父做师父有什么分别？
Infant is to be fed and to be served.
那我们小婴孩就是要被人家喂食的，别人去喂他。
See, we come to church whether we are waiting for people to feed us or to feed other people.
当您来到教会，你是等着别人来喂你呢，还是你主动的去喂别人呢？
Or we are just come here and sit and waiting people to serve you, or you are ready to serve others.
还是您来就准备坐在那儿等着别人来服侍呢，还是你要起来去服侍别人呢？
Infant is never looking for food for themselves. They just wait and cry and urge people to feed them.
小婴儿他不会自己去拿食物，他就是坐在那儿，饿了就哭，等着别人来喂他。
But for teacher means not only they will seek food for themselves.
那做老师的不但是自己主动去找东西
，but they also supply the food for others.
而且他会把这个东西去送给别人吃，喂给别人吃。
So they teach people, they serve people.
他们就是教导别人，他服务别人。
So that makes a big difference.
这是很大的不同。
And then, next one is the difference between having milk and having solid food is the attitude toward God's word.
另外一个吃奶跟吃干粮不同的地方就是对神话语的态度。
If having milk means that person always wants to just stay at the elementary truth.
如果吃奶就表示这个人只想是留在一个婴儿状态中。
Because at that area is very comfortable.
因为这是一个非常舒适的一个状态。
It's very exciting and very simple.
很简单，而且也还不错，感觉也蛮好的。
And it's easy going.
Yeah, 非常的简单。
But if we want to move to the having solid food means we need to go through difficulty, maybe obstacle,to really have the solid food.
但是如果我们一旦要吃干粮的时候，我们就会有些困难了，甚至要超越一些阻碍。
You need to pay the price.
你要付上代价。
And that price mostly is having the cross with you.
那你的代价就是要背起你的十字架。
So we can become really mature.
这样我们才能够成为一个成熟的基督徒。
And the fifth one is regarding teaching of righteousness.
啊，另外一个最大的分别就是有关于这个教导仁义的道理的教导。
If you're having milk, then you are not acquainted with the teaching of righteousness.
如果您只是吃奶的话，你就对于这个教导，你就完全是没有这个能力，不熟练。
But if you're having solid food, that means you will be acquainted with teaching of righteousness.
如果是你在吃干粮，就表示你对于教导神的话语就非常熟练了。
So what is the teaching of righteousness?
什么叫做教导仁义的道理呢？
Let's focus on righteousness.
我们来关注在这个仁义这个上面。
What is righteousness?
什么叫做仁义？
Teaching of righteousness is not a doctrine.
仁义并不是一些所谓的理论的东西。
It's not many, many rules.
不是一些很多很多的规则。
It's not some kind of theory.
也不是一些理论。
Teaching about righteousness is about a person.
所谓的教导人的道理是有关一个人。
And that person is Jesus.
这个人就是耶稣基督。
So teaching about righteousness actually is everything related with Jesus.
所以教导人义就是所有有关耶稣基督的事情就是仁义的事情。
And if you're having milk but not solid food, that means you are not acquainted with Jesus.
所以您只能喝奶而且不能吃干粮的话，表示你对耶稣基督的认识是非常有限的。
Maybe just only the name of Jesus.
也许你只是听到他的名字，一些表面的东西。
But you don't really understand him.
但是你对他没有深度的了解。
You don't know his attribute.
你不知道他的这个特属性
，or his character，
他的特性，他的特质在什么地方
？Which one he likes or he dislikes？
他喜欢什么？他不喜欢什么
？And his will，
他的旨意是什么
？You are not acquainted with him，
你都不太明白。
But if you're having solid food, that means you understand. Just like the hymn we have sang, I know whom I believe.
当你这个能够知道仁义的话，认识耶稣基督的话，你就知道你到底相信的是谁。
And furthermore, regarding distinguish good from evil.
另外一个分别就是能够分别好歹。
If you are still having milk, you are not capable to distinguish good from evil.
如果您还是只是喝奶的话，你就没有办法能够分辨出什么是善，什么是恶。
Maybe people will start to challenge about this.
也许有人就给你辩论说，或者挑战你在某些观点上。
So over here, good is not the normal good.
这里的好不是说一般的好。
This good distinguish good from evil is you are capable to distinguish whether this is truth or this is heresy.
这里的分别好歹是说你能够分辨什么是真理，什么是异端。
Or you will be able to apply God's word into your daily life.
或者是甚至你能够把神的话语能够应用、活用在你的生活中。
And you know how to bring God's word to help people.
然后你能够活用到一个地步，能够以神的话语来帮助别人。
Your life.Originated from God's word.
你的生命是起源于神的话语。
And through God's word to expand into your life.
然后由神的话语开始，能够扩展到你的整个的生活、生命之中。
That is distinguish good from evil.
这就叫做分辨好歹。
So let's go through the good side. If you're having solid food, what the benefit that you will receive?
好，我们来再看一下这个清单。如果你是一个吃干粮的人，你可以得到什么好处呢
？You will be spiritual. You will be always led by the Holy Spirit.
你是一个属灵的，圣灵是主要是带领你的。
And you will become mature and like an adult. You will be God-centered person.
然后你是一个成熟的，你是一个以神为中心的人。
And you will be teacher.
然后你是一个师父，是教导人的。
You can teach others. You can help others.
你可以帮助教导别人神的话语。
And you are willing for to pay the price for maturity.
然后你要能够成熟，你为成熟献上一些代价。
And you become acquainted with Jesus.
然后你就非常的明白耶稣基督。
And you will be able to utilize God's word in your daily life.
然后你会把神的话语活用于你的生活中。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be very sure you are still having milk or you already started to have solid food.
弟兄姐妹们，我们必须要清楚明白这件事情。你要知道你还是在吃奶呢，还是你在吃干粮呢？
If you've just been a Christian for a short period, it's okay. Enjoy the milk.
如果您只是新信主的，没有关系，你现在在吃奶阶段，你可以享受这个奶。
But after a while, I would say after 3 months.
但是过了一阵子，我想说的就是，也许三个月之内。
Then you need to start to have solid food.
哦，你就得学着吃干粮了。
I would like to ask a simple question. Try to give me an honest response.
我只想问一个很简单的问题，也想请各位给我一个很明白的回答。
During the week, you yourself go to seek the Bible, look up the Bible by yourself. Could you raise your hand?
如果是在一个礼拜，你主动的去找圣经，想读神的话语的，可不可以请您举一下手？
This is not trying to show your error.
这个没有什么严重后果的。
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
好，感谢主。
And you need to get up and serve.
那你就要起而行来服侍。
Because you have too much. If you don't serve, you will become a fat Christian.
如果您不做起来活动活动去服侍的话，你就变成一个肥胖的基督徒。
You need to serve, to exercise. Then you will become strong and mature.
您得起来活动活动筋骨，你就会变成一个更成熟的一个基督徒。
Because this is not just for you, it's for him.
因为这不是你个人的，而是你主要是为了他，为了主耶稣基督。
You will look for solid food is the grace from him. Otherwise, you would not be able to do that.
您能够主动去找神的话语，完全是因为他的恩典，否则你不会做到这点。
And all of these just try to illustrate which side you are at.
所以这个只是来帮助大家能够知道说你到底是在哪一边，你是左边还是右边。
Don't feel embarrassed that you're still having milk.
不要觉得因为你现在孩子还不能断奶，觉得好像很尴尬，很不好意思。
But start to look for solid food.
但是从今天开始就去开始去找那个干粮吃。
Because I want you to experience or sense the God's anxiety that.God looking at those Christians still having milk and doesn't want to have solid food, the anxiety inside of him, I wish you sense that.
我就希望各位你能够感受到神的那种焦虑，他看到这些已经信主这么多年的这些他的孩子们怎么还在那边吃奶呢？早就该断奶了，早就该吃干粮了。
Because right after you have solid food, God will give you his plan.For your life.
当你开始吃的干粮的时候，神就会把你人生的计划告诉你。
No parents will give their baby a big plan.
没有一个父母会把一个很大的计划去告诉一个小 baby.
Because they cannot handle this situation.
因为这个婴儿他完全没有办法去做到的。
Nowadays, we have solid food every day now.
那我们今天我们大家在吃干粮了。
If today we will ask for the next 1 month, you go back to have milk, will you do that?
如果是下个礼拜，你就又回去吃奶。
你愿意吗？Yeah. Would you?
你会这样做吗？你会
Nobody. Yeah. Nobody would. Why? Because you know the difference, right?
要没有人会因为已经吃了干粮了又跑回去喝奶的，因为大家知道这分别何在。
The same token for our spiritual journey.
我们属灵的这个旅 旅程也是一样。
If we continue only having milk, we miss too much that we cannot afford.
Yeah, 如果我们还是一直在那边喝奶的话, 我们就失去的实在是太多了, 这是我们没有办法去这个控, 这个。
Okay, the only simple way is by constant use.
那唯一的这个方法就是能够,
习练的通达。
习练的通达。
You need to continue, constant, use it, use God's word.
就是你要经常的能够练习那个锻炼。
If you continue to use His word, then God will give you more.
如果你能够经常的、不断的能够使用神的话语， 神就会加给你更多。
If you continue to serve with His words, God will give you more skill to use His word.
如果你不断的以他的话语来服侍的话， 神就会给你更多服侍的机会。
If you use God's word to help a person and use your own word to help a person, it's just completely different.
如果你是用神的话来帮助别人，或者是以你自己的话来帮助别人， 这个两者之间的距离是非常的大。
I bet most of us would love to give advice to people.
我想我们很多人都喜欢给别人一些建议。
Have you ever thought the advice is coming from God or just coming from your own experience?
那您有没有在给人家建议的时候，有没有想到这是从神那里出来的，还是你自己个人的经验呢？
The advice from our own experience do help people.
我们个人经验的确是能够帮助人。
But those help is temporary.
但是这种帮助是暂时性的。
But if you are capable to use God's word to help people, that is not just only permanently, but also can change people's life.
当你用神的话语来帮助别人的时候， 不但因它是长远的， 而且它是能够改变生命的。
Church has provided three slots for Bible study.
我们的教会有三个时段来帮助你来查经祷告。
I was kind of involved with all three groups.
然后三个时段我都会有参与。
I would like to encourage you to come.
我非常的希望能够鼓励大家能够踊跃的参加。
Because this group is try to provide a stage for you to use His word.
因为在这个阶段里面，你可以能够用你的话语来帮助别人。
Nowadays, most people come to the Bible study. Before they come, they all prepare before the service.
我们就是在这个 Bible study， 在这个读经祷告之前，我们都会先自己有所准备。
Then we come together, we sing hymns and pray.
然后我们会唱些诗歌, 我们会一起祷告。
And then we start to read certain scriptures.
然后我们会读这个神的话语。
And then I ask each one of them to share.
然后我会请每一位都跟大家分享。
Actually, this is the opportunity I open for each one to start to learn how to use God's word, not just only sharing, but also to serve others.
这是我给大家一个公开的机会，就是不但是研读神的话语，还能够以神的话语能够去帮助别人，能够服侍别人。
I never take it light for those young Christians, even though they try their best to share, and they do believe they could share very, very little.
然后从来不会是因为你是刚刚信主的而对你讲的话就是不看重。
Because for a young Christian, whatever they share, I can never really catch up their purity.
这些新信主的，他们所分享的就是一种非常纯的一种东西。
They are just pure as a little child.
他们就像小孩子一样的纯洁，一样的纯。
For those Christian, senior Christian, you may not have that purity from just like them.
Yeah, so 有些这个信主很久的基督徒，也许你就失去了一些当初那些
Maybe not the doctrine they help me and serve me, but their purity did serve me.
也许他讲的这些不是一些什么神学理论或高言大志的东西, 但是他们那个纯,他们那个敬就对我们有很大的帮助。
I really envy that I wish I can be just like them, just like a child.
有时候我甚至很羡慕他们,希望我能够再回归到当初那个信主,那个做小baby的时候。
So they serve me.
所以他们就因此而能够服侍我,帮助我。
And I can be lifted up.
然后我就能够奋起。
Among the group, doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian, we can serve each other.
所以不管您是信主多久, 我们彼此都能够互相服侍的。
And every time, each one they share benefit me.
如果您只要任何人只要有分享的话, 我就得到很大的益处。
See, from baby to an adult, there is an embarrassing period. You start to grow into teenager. You don't look like mature, but it's okay for spiritual journey, the same.
所以我们人生长过程就是我们从小孩到成人中有一个很尴尬的阶段, 就是为青少年期, 所以这个属灵的生命也是一样的。
This Bible study provides this opportunity is we accept everyone.
那在我们这个, 读查经祷告会里面, 就是我们就是大家都是, 接受的。 不管你是什么样属灵程度,我们都完全接受。
I would like to share with you a couple real person example or testimony.
好,我想跟大家分享一下一些真人实例。
There's one student came to the Bible study. That student was in depression and very sad.
有一个人他来参加我们的查经祷告会,来的时候是非常沮丧。
And through this process, we don't intend to say, oh, we want to encourage you, we want to comfort you. No, we don't.
我们并没有说就是摆明的说,哦,我们要鼓励你啊,我们要让你能够觉得好一点啊。
And that student was not capable to really share freely.
然后这个人他本身也是不能够完全能够就是毫无拘束的能够跟大家分享。
Somehow, that student followed the flow, and nowadays, the face shines with brightness.
但是这个人就是慢慢,我们就看到他的改变,他的脸就是发光的,发亮的。
It's not because we share so well, and that's why that person benefited.
并不是因为我们每个人讲的有多么的了不起的,但是而他这个人才能够受益的。
It's not pastor leadership at all.
也不是牧师的领导的能力有多么了不起。
Because God's word itself touched that person.
而是因为神的话语打动了这个人。
And that person lifted up.
这个人就能够奋起。
Another student got family problem.
另外一个人他有一些家庭的问题。
Short temper.
脾气比较暴躁一点。
Very easy to be irritated.
常常很容易被激怒。
Came to the Bible study.
他也来参加查经祷告会。
We didn't know those situations.
我们对他的一些状况并不是非常了解。
But she just joined the Bible study and share God's word and also receive other people's sharing.
他就是来参加,然后呢,分享,大家也跟他一起分享。
Now life change.
现在就是完全不一样了。Enjoy
every day and with a thankful heart.
每天都是非常喜的,非常感恩的。Now
I will give you a very spontaneous, my translator. I will let her speak from her own word about the Bible study. I will translate in English.
Put me on the spot here.
I didn't tell her that I'm going to ask her to talk about, but you mentioned about a couple of things that you can bring it up for from the Bible study.
Well, 首先是感谢哈, 让我们能够在开放我们的家已经好几年了, 那我的确也亲眼目睹一些生命的改变。
Thanks, Lord, that I opened my house for the Bible study for years.
然后除了神的话语是能够,而且我是觉得牧师说他没有什么 leadership, 我觉得这个我要去修正一下哈。 就是牧师在每次我们分享完，你和牧师的分享，我们都觉得，哇，我们怎么没有想到这一点
？Well, we can skip that.
No, I just want to share. You know, even though our mutual sharing benefited us a lot, but I think the highlight of the night, huh, is always the part when pastor shared. You just put us in a mindset. Wow, this is a lot more than meets the eye here. How come we didn't think of this and that point? So it really, really benefited us.
Okay, so that's why I would really encourage, maybe you have some problem issue in your life.
也许你生命中是有些问题，现在有些困难。
Come and expose to His Word.
就来吧，就是让神的话语来帮助你吧。
Let His Word touch your life.
让他的话语能够触摸到你。